KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's partly cloudy, 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high near 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. And in the news this morning, a representative of the Public Professional and Maintenance Employees Union, Local 2003, presented the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday with the union's initial bargaining proposal for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2013 through June 30th, 2016. Craig Meyer said the union, which represents the county's secondary roads department, said one of the proposed changes they would like to see made to their contracts is in the area of insurance.
The county shall provide dental insurance to all employees and their families who would like dental insurance.
Other changes to the language in the contract pertain to vacation time and holiday pay.
On vacation, change the language as follows: that employees should be eligible to use their vacation as they earn it, and after 1 year, earn 10 days. On holidays, we'd like to add new language as follows: as July 5th as a floating holiday, July 5th is 213.
When it comes to wages, the PPME union requested a 7% rate increase for the first year of their contract.
The second year, 4%. The third year, 3% across the board, effective July 1st, 213.
And when the Cass County Courthouse is closed due to bad weather, the union requests Secondary Roads Department employees receive comp time equal to lost time paid to courthouse employees. The supervisors did not present their initial proposal to the union because it's still being tweaked. As expected, the proposal will be available to the union representative by the board's next meeting on October 17th. News time is 8:04.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, the city of Messina is taking steps to secure tax increment financing, or a TIF, through the use of an enterprise zone that might encompass a two-mile radius of the town, with the idea that the funds raised from the taxes on about 40 wind turbines in that area would be used to make capital improvements in the city. Messina City Councilperson Linda Reinecke told the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday that they're working diligently and methodically to come up with a proposal for the board, which they hope to present sometime next spring.
The city council has approved going forward with looking at an enterprise zone or an urban renewal area, and also invested in a capital improvement plan that we would then bring to you and see about pursuing some opportunities through the TIF funding.
Reinecke says the needs for the money derived from the TIF are desperately needed to help pay for a sewer improvement project that's expected to cost about $700,000. She said the residents in the small community cannot afford to pay for that project through taxes on their own.
Our population, our housing has gone down. Our population from 2000 was in 414, it's gone down to 355. And you all know how the population hurts our revenues for the city, too.
Reinecke said young people and those employed by MidAmerica and Energy want to move back into the community, but there simply isn't enough quality housing. One of the MidAmerican employees also wants to open a small shop in the community.
I think this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Messina for economic development and expansion, and so that's why we're going forward with looking at this capital improvements plan, and wanted you to be aware that we were going bringing that back to you at some point in the future.
Before any TIF can be established, however, the city is creating a laundry list of capital improvement projects so they can better narrow down the actual amount of money they need for those projects. The city would also need to approve a TIF before the Board of Supervisors could give their blessing on any such request. Supervisor Chuck Reakin and Board Chair Dwayne McFadden commended the city for taking the time to plan and come up with a vision they can present to the board when they are ready to make their case for a TIF. Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday passed a resolution approving an application to the Iowa Department of Economic Development requesting certification for two additional enterprise zones in Atlantic. Cass Atlantic Development Corporation Executive Director Russell Joyce said the enterprise zones are being requested for the purpose of housing development.
The benefits to the people that own those facilities, they'd like to do some rehabilitation and they could get their state sales tax reimbursed from the rehabilitation, and they could get a 10% investment tax credit back for whatever money that they put into it.
The county doesn't stand to lose anything from the arrangement if it's approved. In fact, according to Joyce, if the investors use local businesses in the rehabilitation process, it would see income based on locally imposed taxes.
You know, the local option, they don't get that reimbursed, and the silo tax, they don't get that reimbursed. Just the state 5%. We've done several housing enterprise zones in town for a developer, and it's worked pretty well.
Joyce said RD Atlantic Harlan LLP is looking to acquire and rehabilitate the Regency Villa Apartments at 1601 Redwood Drive and Midtown 1 and Midtown 2 Apartments at 1209 East 8th Street, both low-income subsidized housing in Atlantic. Regency 1 has 24 one-bedroom units and 5 buildings. Midtown 1 and Midtown 2 have 24 one-bedroom units and 6 buildings and 36 two-bedroom units, respectively. Joyce said in order for the application to be submitted to the IDED, it must first be approved by the supervisors, but then that's only the first step.
Board of Supervisors says, okay, we're agreeable to having this as an enterprise zone. And then the state takes a look at that and says, yeah, if you meet all the criteria, that's fine. And then we have an enterprise zone commission, which Dwayne is the chairman of, and they vote to either approve the project or not approve the project. And then after that, why then whatever individual has to apply to the state for the benefits, put in an application, and then you have to submit your paper, all your receipts and everything for everything that you've done.
Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said the combined projects are expected to cost a little more than $2.6 million. Attorney General Tom Miller wants to hear from Iowans on a proposed plan to revamp victim services. The Crime Victim Assistance Division is seeking public comment on a plan to divide the crime victim service areas into 6 regions. Within each, the state would fund regional shelter programs, domestic violence programs, and sexual assault programs. Miller says state and federal funding has dropped over the past 3 years, and he said Iowa has to develop new ways to deliver better and more cost-effective services. If not, cuts will have to be made. 13 meetings will be held over the next few weeks, beginning next Monday in Olwine and Waterloo. Others are scheduled for Atlantic and Creston. The public meeting in Atlantic will take place on 1:30 p.m. Monday, October 22nd, in room 141 at Iowa Western Community College. In Creston, the meetings will be held the same day, beginning at 6 p.m. in the Instructional Center, room 180 at Southwestern Community College. And finally, in area news, officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital say that in an effort to reassure the public, CCMH has not received any of the contaminated steroids, which have been linked to an outbreak of fungal meningitis in other parts of the country. Certified registered nurse anesthetist Jason Smith said they provide steroid injections for pain management at the hospital. The steroids used, though, are a different type and don't come from the supplier in question and have not been contaminated with the fungus. He emphasized that CCMH has never used the specific medication that is involved in the situation for either chronic pain management or labor and delivery pain management. The steroids, says they use for epidural pain control injections, are safe and the patients can feel confident proceeding with their care as usual, according to Smith. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, the number of Americans seeking unemployment aid has dropped to the lowest level in more than 4 years. The Labor Department says applications fell by 30,000 last week to the fewest since February of 2008. The less volatile four-week average dropped by 11,500 to a six-month low. There's new evidence that a slowing global economy is cutting into demand for U.S. goods. Commerce Department said the U.S. trade deficit widened in August as exports fell to the lowest level in 6 months. Demand for American-made cars and farm goods declined. Imports were down slightly as purchases of foreign-made autos, aircraft, and heavy machinery fell. And Europe's economic outlook is a little gloomier today. Germany's top economists have slashed their growth forecasts for the country and warned that public support for financial aid for struggling countries is evaporating. They say the financial woes of other Eurozone nations are weighing on the currency's bloc's largest economy. News time is 8:12.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, James Martin Larson, age 71 of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for James Larson will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Emanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wayne Bivens, age 75 of Hancock, died Monday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Wayne Bivens will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Ronald Gutenfelder, age 82 of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Ron Gutenfelder will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marjorie Robinson, age 86 of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Memorial services for Marjorie Robinson will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, United Church of Christ in Oakland. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Mary Ann Brown, age 82 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Regency Rehab Skilled Nursing in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Ann Brown will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. And Dave Duskin, age 64 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the University of Iowa Hospitals in Iowa City. A celebration of life for Dave Duskin will be on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Atlantic High School Commons, and the family is asking that you honor Dave by wearing your favorite athletic apparel for the remembrance. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements this hour, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for well over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.